Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, October 20th. Happy Resurrection Day. Also, happy Trunk or Treat Day. I hope you'll be able to come out to the Trunk or Treat this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. in our lower parking lot. And please be praying alongside that as we have conversation and grow in community, that the Lord will be at work doing greater things through our fellowship. We're in Psalm chapter 22 today. This is a cry to God for help. As you know, we are going through the prayers of the Bible. And so this is a prayer from David where he cries out to the Lord and he feels abandoned. Our Lord Christ also references this psalm from the cross. And when he cries out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? I think he is helping us to see that he is the Messiah who is bearing the sins of the world. And I also think he is encouraging us to read the whole of the psalm to remember that, in fact, even though he feels forsaken, in the end, he will praise the Lord in the sanctuary, as the psalm says at the end. So I look forward to reading Psalm 22 today for us. And wherever you find yourself on the spectrum of human emotion, I want to encourage you that God's love for you is steadfast and immovable. Psalm 22 in the New International Version. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far off from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusted in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust you, even at my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouth wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It is melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horn of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Verse 24 stuck out to me today. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. Sometimes I just need a little reminder that the Lord is listening. He is aware of our struggle, and he does not come looking at us in scorn. He looks at us in love. And this psalm ends with a triumphal kind of note, where the person who was in agony is going to be in the great assembly, praising the Lord forever. There is tons of messianic language in this psalm. Did you hear some of it? Look at verse 16. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. 18. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. Another thing that I thought about from this psalm that is messianic is the very last words where the psalmist says, he has done it. And he's talking about the Lord coming through. And this is a beautiful picture of Jesus on the cross. And when he bears the sin of the world, what does he say? It is finished. And so today, Lord, we thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, that we do not have to bear the sin and the shame that have caused us to be cursed, but you took on the curse for us. We gave you our sin and you gave us your righteousness. It's a mystery. It's a miracle. It is a gospel glory, and we thank you. We ask, Lord, that in these days, if we feel forsaken, that we would speak words of scripture over ourselves and remind ourselves that you have not hidden your face from us. Help us to fight the lies of the devil with scripture, to remind ourselves of who you are, and to be reminded that your presence is always with us. Bless my brothers and sisters on this Resurrection Sunday. Please help protect and guide us tonight with the trunk or treat. And may your kingdom come in our lives and our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.